fit for life. Your biblical pathway to success. Make this year your best year by studying to show yourself approved. Join us in our new Fit for Life classes to follow your biblical pathway to success. This is a class for everyone, whether you are a new believer or a mature believer. Every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. in the Fit for Life class.
I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to be alive. I want to start off with a prayer, thanking the Lord for the opportunity of being alive and opening our eyes to come to church and celebrate and worship Him. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank You for giving us another day, for giving us the breath of life this morning to come to Your house, Lord, and worship You and give You all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that whatever is going to be spoken here may find an open door in our hearts, God. May it open our minds and build our faith, God, to trust in You completely, 100%, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that our faith may be stirred up, God, to rely on You, knowing that You're faithful to come through for us, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give You all the honor and all the glory and all the praise, and we pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I'm super excited to be here this morning. Pastor Nancy asked me to bring a word and a teaching, and I actually like to teach to adults, because with the youth, you got to break it down really simple. You really got to chew it up and give it to them. But we are in the theme for Fit for Life, fighting the good faith, fight of faith. Fighting the good fight of faith. And the title that I gave this message this morning is Resurrection Faith. I want you to think about a dream or a desire or something you hope for or a promise that God or promises that God has given you. I want you to like take a couple of seconds and think about it. You know that dream that God has dropped in your heart, that desire that you have, that you long for, that you hope for. I want you to bring that to your memory right now. Just think about it. Any promises that God may have spoken over you in the past, many years ago. Think about that. I want you to think about that. That promise that you have buried and you have forgotten about it. I want you to think about that right now. Bring that to your memory. And if I get too excited here, guys, excuse myself, because when I speak about the word of the Lord, I get excited. I get pumped. So if I get too crazy here, excuse myself. But think about that. Now open your Bibles to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1. Keep that promise, keep that dream, keep that hope that you have inside of you alive this morning as we study the book of Hebrews. Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 1, it reads, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The book of Hebrews, it is the saints' hall of fame. If you read chapter 11, the author talks about every hero of faith and how they believed in the Lord for the promise that the Lord had spoken over them. It is the hall of fame of faith. Chapter 10, verse 38, talks about salvation being through faith. He emphasizes, he quotes from the Old Testament, Habakkuk 2:4, the righteous shall live by faith. He's proving that faith has been and will always be the key to everything God does. It doesn't matter if it's in the Old Testament. It doesn't matter if it's in the New Testament. The people from the Old Testament, they were justified by faith. Not because of their works, not because of what they did. They trusted the Lord with everything that they had. So chapter 10, verse 38 talks about salvation being only through faith. And then he gives on chapter 11 the examples of the heroes of faith. Noah, Sarah, Abraham. So the principle for redemption is faith in the Lord. Faith is a way of life, and faith is the way to live. But what is faith? It is the key to our belief. It is the key for our relationship with the Lord. It is the key for Christianity. It is the key for everything. But what is faith? Have you ever thought about that? Faith is not a mere, hope of something that might happen in the future. Faith is not a wish that you have of something that could happen in a distant future. So what is faith? I'm going to break it down, the verse 1 on chapter 11. The first part says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith has two components, and the first one is substance. In the original language, hypothesis is the word. It only appears two times in the book of Hebrews. The first one in Hebrews 1:3, where it says that Christ is the substance of God. But what is the word substance? I'll read it right now, the definition of it. A real physical matter on which a thing consists, and it is tangible, and it has solid presence. So Jesus is the tangible, solid presence of an invisible God. Real. So the first part of faith is bringing into reality something you hope for. It is making something that you believe and that you desire real. That is solid. That is, and the second time this word is used is in Hebrews 3:14, where the meaning of it is it's exactly a title deed. Now, if you work with mortgage, if you know a little bit about mortgage, a title deed is a document that guarantees someone is the owner of a building or a house or something that exists. Look how interesting this is. The word substance means title deed. It is something is the owner, or that something belongs to somebody in the future or now. For example, when you buy a home, even though you're the owner, you're not the owner because the bank owns it. But they give you the title deed. So faith, it is the assurance that the promises that the God, maybe they haven't come into fulfillment yet. So faith is living in a hope that is so real that it gives substance to what you are hoping for. The second component for faith is evidence. What does it say on the second part of the verse? The evidence of things not seen. Do you know the meaning of evidence? So faith has two substance, two components. The assurance of the substance of something that is so real, that is tangible, and evidence. What is an evidence? Evidence is the act of proofing that something is truthful. What was the meaning of the word evidence? The act of presenting something. Noah didn't wish that there was a boat. Noah didn't wait to see if the boat was going to be built by itself. Noah, he actually grabbed a nail and grabbed the hammer and started. Can you believe that? In the desert, when it had never rained. What is the substance and the evidence of the dreams and promises that God had spoken over you? That's not actually faith, guys. Exacting before you see it. The substance of my faith. We put the house in the market. I didn't wait for the Lord to do something. I acted on it. That is faith. Noah brought the boat into existence. Substance. What are you building towards the promises that God has for your life? What are you building to the dreams, towards the dreams that you have for your life? That's why I told you guys to think about a promise or a desire or a dream that you had in your heart. And this is where I get to resurrection faith. Genesis 12, God calls Abraham. So he calls Abraham out of Ur and go to a place that I will show you. Now, here's the thing. If you go to Hebrews chapter 11, so it is two actions happening, right? You guys are sitting down. He was already acting upon it, not knowing where he was going to go. He left his comfort zone. How have you responded to the calling that God has? He immediately left. Oh, I want to be part of ministry. I want to be involved with ministry. But if I get involved with ministry, I'm going to have to give up my time. I'm going to have to, then I want to preach, but I don't want to read or study the word. I'll share a testimony when I was in Boston. You know how many years I served at a church without getting a penny? 12 years. I was part of intercession ministry. I was part of youth ministry. I was part of preaching on Sunday morning services. I was the leader of outreach, the homeless. I was doing everything at church because I had the desire to be involved in ministry. I acted on it. And then within a month that I was saved, a lady was preaching on a, and there was a night that I was sitting at the table and I'm looking outside, 3 o'clock in the morning. My wife is sleeping in bed. It's cold out. I'm sitting in the living room table and I'm thinking, why am I doing this, God? It's been 7 years that I'm studying. I'm studying in Hebrew, and I haven't even opened a service, but I acted on it. That is faith. You do something with what God has placed in your heart. We cannot just wait for it. That is not faith. Faith is actually moving. The Red Sea only parted because Moses took the first step. It requires the first step. That is faith. When God called them, they were about 75 years old. My wife is barren. I'm too old for that, God. Not only I'm old, I don't know. I haven't studied the word yet. I haven't done. You act on it. God is able to do it. Everything was impossible. But look how beautiful this is. Look at Romans. I want to read it, this one. Look at Romans 4:19 says. Romans 4:19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body already dead since he was about 100 years old. We read Genesis 22:5, but we don't pay attention to it. So Abraham takes the kid with his servants, and he goes to the mountain. But when he gets to the top, to the bottom of the mountain, look what he says to his servants. Genesis 22:5. And Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go up and worship. And what? We will come back to you. Not I'll come back to you. We will. He said that not only himself was going to come back, but the boy was going to come back too. Right? We read through that and we forget about that. Right? That's why you got to pay attention to the Bible when you're reading it. We will come back. God had asked to sacrifice the kid. Abraham, you're going to sacrifice your only son, the one I gave you, right? Why does he have resurrection faith? Not only he believed that God could open his wife's womb, not only he believed that God could bring a child out of the deadness of their bodies, but go to Hebrews 11:19. By faith, Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promise offered up his own begotten son, of whom it was said, in Isaac your seed shall be called. 19, that's the verse that you got to highlight in your Bible. Concluding that God was able to rise him up, even from the dead. I dare you to have faith that God is able to do it. That's what I came here this morning. To stir up your faith and show you that it doesn't matter how stinky the dead bodies are. Meaning your dreams. God has the power to give life to it again. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you. Because it doesn't matter how the situation is. It doesn't matter if our dreams are dead or we're dead. It doesn't matter, God, what's going on. If the odds are against us, what matters is that you're still the same. You're still the same God. You're still the same God that resurrected Jesus from the grave. You're the same God that resurrected Lazarus from the tomb. You're the same God that gives life to what is dead. You are the living God. You have the power to do so. So God, in this morning, we pray that you may bring back to life the callings upon our lives. Bring back to life the dreams that once were dead. Bring back to life the promises that you have spoken over us many years ago, God. And we have been dismayed. We have been discouraged about it. I want you to bring life to those dreams, God. And as Abraham did, God, help us act on it. Help us bring substance and evidence to the promises that you have for us. Stir up our faith, God. Increase our, fend the fire of faith inside of our hearts, God. And help us lean on you because you're faithful and you will never, ever fail us. We thank you, Jesus, for your word. We thank you for this morning. And we pray this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen.